So remain here if you are, let us pray. As we light these Advent candles, may their flame be for us a sign of blessing. As Mary and Elizabeth greeted each other, and Mary praised God for the blessing received, may we know God's blessing in our lives and in our community, as we offer our prayers and praises and worship in Jesus' name. Amen.
So the tune is Glasgow, and the hymn is The Race That Long in Darkness Pined. We join to sing. Please have a seat. We join together to pray. Let us pray. Lord God, we come in expectation. We come with joy at what is to come. We come to worship and center ourselves. We come knowing your greatness, your eternal presence, your abiding love. We come to pause, to focus in this place. At this time in our homes, we stop. Mighty God, we confess that we do not always pause, reflect, listen for your word. Too often and too many times we push ahead with what we think is right and then realize we've made a mistake. Bring us back to you. From all the diversions that we have been on, bring us back, Almighty God. Bring us back, for we have lost our focus on the Advent journey. Bring us back to the meaning of this time, of loving and giving, of receiving and blessing. Bring us back, Almighty God. And the Lord says, in all our busyness, among the parties and the preparations, the carols and the crackers, hear the gentle word of God, offering the gift of forgiveness and knowing of God's love. Thanks be to God. Amen. We join together to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Can I just say to you, Zoomers, could you all check that you're muted, please? Because somebody's coughing in my ear here. Sorry, congregation that are in the room, you don't know this, but there's somebody not muted, and I can hear them coughing. Check, you're muted. Sally, would you like to? Not you. You are muted.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
It's nice to see you. Well, if I've not met you before, it's nice to meet you. Everybody in the world, well? Everybody at home? We've just greeted one another. And that's one another by our welcome. And I'm thinking about different ways of greeting today, and that's what we're going to be thinking about in service. Greetings and blessings. I'll just wait while everyone admires that. That one's looking really invisible. I love you. I'm not going to put my lights in there. A few weeks ago, I went to a church where there were a lot of deaf people there, and I had British Sign Language interpreted so that people could understand what was going on in the service, and I had some conversations with some of them, and they taught me to say hello to me in sign language, so it's hello. And then I had to I'm learning Spanish. Not my 50 thing, I'm learning Spanish, and I'm learning to count to 50 in Spanish and have conversations. So now I can say, hola.
Hola.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
And I can say, from the start, and hopefully you'll say, morning, yes.
Oh, yes.
How are you? I'm very well, thank you. And then if I have another message, I'll ask them, which of you, sir? Nice to meet you. I can say other things as well, but I'm getting it. And I used to speak German, and I've been working with people, and I would say, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
And I say, you gave us here. And you say, lovely, that's a beach center. And it's very happy. And in days gone by, we would look for another way with a hug. In days gone by. Now, of course, we have to meet each other. Sorry, when I was younger, even someone in the elbow, let's say, tired. Yeah, don't be good friends with girlfriends. Yeah, give me someone with big ears. How do you do people? You have any boundaries, Natasha? Come on.
Yeah.
Read us in Russian.
Don't go up. Good morning.
Good morning. I always thought Natasha sounds like a bold girl. So can we, your church needs to hear your special greeting. May we all practice. Good morning, Mr. Bond. It's nice to meet you. Go on.
Don't put up with that, Mr. Bond. We are not
laughing. Can anyone say anything else?
We've got a gang of folk that can.
Korean? Anyone else?
Bon, Rabron. Swahili.
Habari Afrika. Sounds like a bomb. Scottish, you never really sound that
very good. Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry.
Who's wearing a raisin?
Yeah, no, the monkey is prophetic. Oh! Okay, you're a raisin.
I was going to say my sister's very intelligent. Children, are you ready to learn this?
Yes.
What are you going to learn? That is a really good spoon. How do you say hello to your friends? How do you welcome people? So we're thinking about greetings, and Christmas is only days away. And I want us to think about how we might welcome Jesus in our homes this Christmas. And I'm not talking about in our homes. How we want to greet Jesus. And Christmas is not just about something that happened thousands of years ago. It's about what's happening now. But Jesus comes to us every day. And are we ready to welcome him and to greet him? And I'm going to finish by reading
the last verse, then I can all say to us.
Oh, I'm not
going to talk about it. It's not about it.
Because this that moves in Jesus.
Wrath.
O Holy Child of God, descend to us. Cast us back sin and enter in before we pass to death. We hear the Christmas angels, the great black tidings to have. And come to us, abide with us, our Lord, Emmanuel, Emmanuel means God is with us. So let's welcome him, whatever language, whatever sound or gesture we choose. Think about what we can do on Christmas Day to welcome Jesus into your homes and into your hearts.
Thank you. We're joined together to sing "The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy." We have two readings.
first from the prophet Micah, and the second from the Gospel according to Luke. Micah, the blessing promised, which the prophet Micah says is one of peace and security, and it's made in a book that alternates messages of judgment and messages of salvation. And the promise of blessing is centered on a lowly place. And Liz Cook will read this passage to us.
Reading from Micah, chapter 5, starting at verse 2. That you, O Bethlehem of Bethlehem, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth only one who is the ruler of Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor is brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord of Israel. And they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
Amen. And the second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke. We have Mary's song, a response to the greetings and blessings offered by Elizabeth. And it flows from a deep awareness of being blessed. She blesses because she knows that she is blessed. And Mary blessed her because God has looked or with her on her with favor. And then you really will read this passage to us.
Mary saw him. And Mary said, my son, Mary, Mary is a priest. In those days, Mary set out and went to page to the day of town in the hill country. But she entered the house of Zechariah, the priest of Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary speaking, the child left the room, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among the women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And I have the capacity that the mother of my Lord comes to me, for as soon as I heard the sound of your people, the child in my womb, blessed joy, and blessed is she who believes that there will be a fulfillment of what was written to her by the Lord. The man said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely now are from all generations will call me blessed. So the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is the road of glory from generation to generation. He has shown strength worthy of his arm. He has scattered the proud to the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good food, and he has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants. Forever. This is the word of the Lord.
When you pray, how do you start? What is your focus? Are our eyes on us and our situation, or our eyes on God and what God has done and is doing and what God will do? Are our eyes on the view of what is from our point of view? And is it possible that there might be other views? So here we have Mary, who speaks of the power of God in a situation when being a woman was long before feminism was even on the world's agenda. Pregnant, which makes her physically vulnerable, and a member of a people who are overrun, as they have been many times in their history. These are not the words of a rich Roman man in the peak of his health, speaking from his palace. And even in that context, the message is, look at what God has done. And she's not shaking a fist, she's saying it in a positive way. Look at what God has done. The verbs that she uses are all in the past tense. Show the strength of his arm. Fill the hungry with good things. Help and serve Israel. He has done this. But also forward facing. It is about what God will do. Surely from now, all generations will call me blessed, she said. And that is the conundrum. It's all from the past into the present and then into the future. And that is the shaping of faith. It's already and not yet. We know there is more, but we also know that we have history with God. For us, we know that Jesus has been born, has taught, has lived, has died, was raised, and yet, at this point in the church's year, we wait. And in our lives, we wait. Something has happened. Jesus has come. There is a new way to be, to live, but it's not all sorted out. The time has not been fulfilled. We still have to wait. But as we wait, isn't it interesting how quickly our confidence is shaken? In the face of current troubles, we forget all that God has done. Maybe it's the fact that our current troubles are going on for so long that many people are shaken. But to remember that God has been our God in the past and will be into our future. It's not that God has only been our God on the bright, sunny, shiny times. But God has been our God in the times of sickness and the times of pain. We have experience of God who has been with us in the times of darkness. We already have that experience. Sometimes we want to shout to ourselves as well as to others. How many times does God have to carry us before we believe it? So Micah also has a message that is rooted in the past. The city of Jerusalem is destroyed. God, who is God of the people, will send out one to rule who will come from Bethlehem. It all might look like a disaster, but God will use the situation for good. Mary's message is of the power structures of the world being turned on their heads. Her message is not about individual salvation, but of the whole earth and its ways being overturned. This salvation that God offers doesn't mention the cross. It speaks of joy and change of where the power lies. Very rare thing to hear a woman speaking the scriptures. Even rarer to hear a woman as the voice of a prophet. And here we have it. Mary. The meek one. Dressed in blue at everybody's nativity play. The one that God does things to. And yet she speaks with ferocious power in favour of the weak of society. She speaks in the context of the history of Israel, and she speaks making it clear that it's her voice that's speaking, her experience, her life. How can she say these things when she is among the lowest orders of society? The answer is simple. It depends on how you look at life. What are our lenses? How are we viewing the situation? So I asked somebody this week whether they were a Christian or not, and his reply was, not yet. Easily he could have said no, but he knows that he's surrounded by people whose faith is important to them, and it's growing on him. So his reply was, not yet. Who would have thought that Bethlehem would be the city where the leader of the people would come from? I'll tell you who didn't think it would be that important a city. That would be those coming from the east following a star. They traveled to Jerusalem, to the center of political power. They probably never heard of Bethlehem. And they certainly didn't think of it. And even if you remember the story of the anointing of King David, whose city Bethlehem is, he did not look like the most likely one to be of his brothers to be king. He was overlooked at the beginning. The prophet Samuel's lenses were caught up by the strapping frame of his brothers. How do we view any situation? Our lenses are everything. Mary sees what God has done in the past, and on that basis, she's optimistic for the future. Her own situation might be dank and demanding, but her confidence is in God. How do we view what is going on? What do we want? And what do we pray for? Are we like children talking to Santa? Or mature people of faith who desire to be changed from the inside out? Mary, for example, Mary doesn't ask that she would join with the powerful. She doesn't say, oh God, let me be powerful. She doesn't even pray that Israel would be powerful. Her focus is on praying. When we pray, do we start with praise? To begin with thanks for all that God has done. To view life as a thankful point of view, or is it all about me and mine and a ever shrinking circle of concern? Or to lift our eyes, which helps to put us and our situation in a context. Or are we so desperate that our needs will be out into the open that we start with that tiny circle of need? But remember, God has been our God in the past. God will be our God into the future, which does not remove us from the suffering of the world. We get sick, we are poor, we age,
We fail. We die. Yet in the middle of all of that, we are held, we are loved, we are cherished. And the baby is born. And the baby is born who will live and teach and suffer and die. And God is with us now and yet in time there will be more. So let us be still and then we will pray. Astonish us, loving God, as she astonished Mary. Make your demands on us. Let us see how highly favored we are, being called to bring your Christ to the world. Let him be born again in us, so that our lives may become a continuing fulfillment of your promises. Astonish us, loving God, as you astonished Mary. For lives have become grave and troubling. Let your light shine. And let us be people who shine your light for others. Lord, we pray. Amen. So we're going to sing a carol which was written in response to a horseback ride that the author of the carol took, and we saw it nighttime in this carol, or Little Town. Sorry, right road to Bethlehem. join to pray? Let us pray. Lord, we pray for this world and its great need for your renewing power. We pray for those who live with the shock of unjust judgment. For those who have an overwhelming, crushing sense that things are not fair. Give them new hope. We pray for those who complacently take their own status and security for granted. Give them humility. Pray for those who would divide the world between insiders and outsiders. Shielders and outers. Vaxxers and objection to the vaccine. Lord, give us grace. For those who are outcasts, the need of hospitality and affirmation. For those who will find themselves this Christmas with their family as outcasts because of their decisions about the vaccination. For those who will find themselves isolated because of the disease. Those who will find themselves close to the edge of their lives because of its impact on their finances and their mental health. We pray for the church, called to point to the one who baptizes with the spirit of new birth. Lord, give to us, give to the church, give us new birth. Take us beyond our fear to focus on you and remember all that you have done. We pray for ourselves caught between our experiences of pain, of change and insecurity, and our longing for good news. Renew us with your love. We offer all our prayers in the name of Christ, who makes all things new. Thanks be to God. Amen. So we continue our worship as we make our offering. We know that most people give back, but we also offer those who would the chance to give.
cash, but there are machines around to look now to make a donation by putting in your number. So for now, let us make our offer. So let us pray. Lord, we who celebrate soon the birth of Jesus among us, know that all good gifts come from you. And these are our offerings and our returns of all that you have given to us. Help us to use these gifts for the furtherance of your purposes through this place and through our lives as your disciples for the benefit of the work of your kingdom. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let us join in the song of Mary to tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.